Mr. New York, Mark Simone on WOR.
Well, we got lots to get to this hour. We'll get to the vaccine. We'll get to Governor Cuomo. We'll get to the inauguration. We'll get to the impeachment. Joe Bartlett, when the election was over and it looked like Biden had won, it looked like Donald Trump would be done. And we said, what are we going to, remember we kept saying, what are we going to talk about? I mean, nothing to talk about. I mean, these Democrats, they should be the soap opera writers. They come up with more stuff all the time. So you think there'll be any real trouble inauguration day? I know the media keeps playing it up, armed people.
I can't see how it can happen given the fortress that they have set up down there and 20,000 troops. I mean, where are the troublemakers going to go?
And they're worried about state capitals and marches and every, I don't know. But when, you know, the left-wing media builds this stuff up, I don't know if it's really, hey, listen, if you're listening, do not go to any rally, anything, inauguration day. Do not get involved in any of this. Don't go to any of this stuff. Stay away from all this, just in case. But I don't know if it's, who knows, if it, the inauguration is Wednesday. They had a rehearsal on Sunday scheduled. They've canceled that. They've moved that to Monday. They say because of security reasons, but also, I don't know, maybe it's about the Biden maybe needs three more days of rest for this. I don't know how this is going to go. What, you know, you have to repeat after John Roberts. I, Joe Biden, do solemnly swear. And is he going to remember all the things to repeat? Are they going to secretly have a teleprompter behind Roberts or cue cards? Or will he be wearing an earpiece so the guy can tell him? Seriously, you think he can remember all that?
No, you have to go slow for him.
How many times has he been speaking and forgets what he's saying in the middle of a sentence?
Yeah.
The thing is, that he doesn't know what he's saying. Right. And who will be there? Some ex-presidents will be there. I think George W. Bush will be there.
Now Pence is going to go, right?
Yeah, well, I know, and I understand. Pence wants a place in that swamp. Pence is done with Trump. Mm-hmm. Listen, Donald Trump, it's a very wealthy guy with millions of properties and a business. This guy could do whatever he wants. Pence really needs a career. You know, Pence was a radio talk show host for years. He was pretty good at it. Don't be surprised if he goes back to that. But I think he wants a real swamp job. I think he wants to run for something, something like that. So we'll see what Pence does. It's on the Capitol steps, you know, the normal scene of the swearing in and all that and the big audience sitting. What will they do? Will they space the audience out behind him?
Well,
that's going to look kind of funny. Normally, it's a very crowded, big crowd behind him. When it's, are they going to have those stupid white circles?
Oh, I'm sure they have circles. Yeah.
Yeah, are they going to have
circles
the horns
and masks?
Every time Joe Biden speaks, are we going to hear? So I don't know. We'll see what happens with President Trump when he leaves. I don't know what he'll do. I have a feeling he'll go quiet for a month. You know, I would like him to do that when he leaves. Don't say a word. Don't leave your house. Don't appear anywhere for a month because it'll drive all the left-wing media from Lester Holt to CNN to the New York Times crazy. They'll have nothing to talk about. With Biden, there'll be nothing to talk about. Did you see the speech he made last night laying out his economic plan? Try doing an hour on that. Did you hear the first hour of the show? Did I mention it? You want me to start talking about it? You'll doze right off. what are you going to report on this? So I don't know what the hell they're going to talk about. Biden's in no condition to speak publicly that much. He'll, you know, once every week he'll show up. I think the problem you're going to have is this Dr. Jill Biden. She'll be speaking every day. She'll be everywhere every day.
Great.
Melania Trump, most beautiful first lady ever. And she's got a lot of personality. Couldn't get herself an interview, couldn't get on a magazine, nothing. This plain Jane, Jill Biden, watch, she'll be on every magazine cover. There'll be our primetime specials, a talk with Dr. Jill Biden. You ever hear her in an interview? There's nobody more mediocre than Dr. Jill Biden. She's got nothing to say, not that bright. You'll be seeing a lot of her. Kamala Harris, I don't know how that works. I don't know if she'll be told to keep quiet. At some point, they got to let Donald Trump back on Twitter. This is a very bad long-term business strategy for Twitter. It's going to lead to them getting broken up or regulated or something in the future. You've already got every countries' world leaders speaking out against Twitter. Germany, France, Italy, Spain, Mexico. World leaders all over the place denouncing Twitter for censorship. You know, you look back on it now. When they remember, they wouldn't allow the Hunter Biden story up, and they even pulled the New York Post's account down. They suspended. You know, we should have looked at this back then. I mean, the New York Post is the oldest newspaper in America. You know, love it or hate it, it's a major, major newspaper, major news organization. Who the hell are some computer geeks at Twitter to decide what's the right news and the wrong news? How can they ban professional top news organizations because some computer geek in a cubicle in Silicon Valley decided he didn't like it? It's absolutely ridiculous. You know, one day I was online. There's this company that will take a tweet and frame it for you. They print it on this beautiful stock with this beautiful matte border, and they put it in a gold frame. It looks amazing. It's not that big. It's about maybe 8 by 10, a little bigger than that, the frame and everything. Beautiful, magnificent looking. I just saw these online. It looks so great. I wanted to get some. They weren't that expensive. So you get two for like the certain price. It wasn't. So I order. Am I going to frame my own tweets? That's a little obnoxious, right? So there were a couple of times. Yeah, they weren't that good. But President Trump said some nice things about me on Twitter. So I tweeted one. I had one of those framed, one of those tweets. And then finally, like 4 weeks later, it arrives. And I open it up. The frames are beautiful. They're magnificent looking. But inside is the tweet. And I looked at it at the time. I said, what the hell am I going to do with this? I mean, where would I put this? I mean, what am I going to do? It's kind of silly now that I see it. Well, who knew that he would get banned from Twitter? These two framed tweets must be really valuable now. It's like the only record. You can't go online and find these tweets anywhere. This is the only record of those tweets. So.
Yeah, but now do they have a disclaimer, too, that Joe Biden won the election?
Yeah, I'm waiting for somebody to knock on my door and say, we're from Twitter. We have to take these back. These are banned. You can't have these anymore. So, it's just stunning. You know, they used to call Trump a dictator. He's a dictator. He's a fascist. He's a dictator. Well, somebody pointed out, dictators can't get banned or censored. Whoever's doing the censoring is the dictator. So now it's Twitter running us. Yeah, even Peter Navarro is one of the smartest guys around. Yesterday in the interview said it's just chilling the censorship. And when you see what they did to Parler, which was a pretty legitimate company, that the whole tech cartel just crushed this private company. It's a scary thing, actually. Now, a lot of people are wondering, AOC, why is she speaking out so much? Well, one of the reasons is this Biden administration is going to be a pretty traditional Democratic administration. It'll be a lot like the Obama administration, which means donors, lobbyists will get taken care of, business as usual, contracts to hand out, all that stuff. They have no use for the AOCs of the world, but they got to kind of cater a little to them because they helped get them elected. But AOC already feels herself being shut out, and that's why she's speaking up. That's why she's trying to cause trouble. She's trying to get the attention of the Biden administration and scare them, although it won't work. But all these super progressives, who's the other one? Ilhan Omar, you know, these crazies. When they saw Biden get elected, they started to watch all the cabinet choices. And there were no crazy progressives there. They were all old mainstream swamp people, from John Kerry to Janet Yellen, Tony Blinken, the new Secretary of State. That's a real swamp guy. He's a junior John Kerry, real swamp guy. Merrick Garland is the Attorney General. He's an old swamp guy. All these, if you look at all the names, you wouldn't know. They're all just swamp characters from the Obama administration. So the AOCs of the world saw what was going on. It's mainstream swamp again, which those people have less use for progressives than anybody. So, you know, the real swamp, and the Republicans are just as bad as these Democrats. They're all swamp people, too. But the real swamp, the Obama-Biden swamp, their whole thing is to give things to Amazon. You can get billions in donations. You want to open all over Long Island City? We'll grant you this. Well, here, make donations and you have it. The AOCs of the world, their mission is to block Amazon from opening in Long Island City. To get rid of Amazon. We don't want your money. Keep your stupid money. So the swamp has no use for AOC, and she knows it. So she's looking for looking for a way back in. Now, some think she'll run against Schumer, but Schumer, now I guess Schumer becomes the majority leader Thursday once Kamala Harris is sworn in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. So that makes him even more powerful, which makes it even more dangerous for AOC to talk about running against him. So don't be surprised if she leaves Washington. There are a lot of very high-paying jobs being dangled in front of her. Media jobs, like to be on The View or get her own MSNBC show or CNN show. Millions of dollars are being dangled in front of her. So if Schumer becomes too powerful for her to take on, expect her to leave and take a high-paying TV job, which will last a few years, and then you will see her again behind the bar. Ending bar 5 years from now. I don't think she'll make it on TV. Can we get rid of Governor Cuomo? Is that possible? Can it be done? I don't know. You know, in California, there's these the petition to get rid of Gavin Newsom, who's also a disaster destroying his state. And they've got so many signatures, hundreds of thousands of signatures. Democrats are starting to get worried. They really could remove this governor. It's different in New York. Under New York state law, there's no place you could, no mechanism for a petition that can't be used for anything to get rid of the governor. Only the state Supreme Court can remove the governor. But everything in Albany controlled by Democrats, so he won't get removed. So we're stuck with him. Mayor de Blasio, he leaves in November's the election. He leaves in January. We haven't got a regular candidate yet. You get 30 little nut jobs running around trying to run. These all 30 of these people going nowhere. So hopefully we get a real candidate. Every time I say Ray Kelly, I get 100 emails. He's the perfect choice. That's who everybody wants. Mayor de Blasio, he came out with his budget. What a budget.
Closing the budget gap, that's the first need. But when you think about it, what we really have to do is make sure we are well positioned to move forward as a city.
What the hell did he just say? Nobody knows what he's talking about. He's looking for a bailout.
That's what I mean, about $1 billion for New York City. So this is breaking news and good news. How exactly we're going to get it, when exactly we're going to get it, obviously real questions to be answered.
Now, what he's talking about is Chuck Schumer has come through, delivered the much-needed money to rescue and bail out New York. Chuck Schumer went to Biden personally, lobbied him, and got $2 billion from the federal government. Now, it should be pointed out, New York State is $30 billion in debt. And we always get $2 billion every year from the federal government, so it was nothing new. So it's the same amount we would have gotten anyway. So Schumer acting like he pulled off something. So if you went to somebody, I need $30 billion just to survive. Okay, here's $2 billion. Now you only need $28 billion to survive, so it does not much of any. Better than nothing.
Cuomo always exaggerates what he needs anyway. So he probably just needed $2 billion, maybe $4 billion, not 30.
Oh, no. Apparently, we have $20 billion in debt and another $10 billion coming. So,
oh.
Yeah. No, there's $20 billion already that we owe and another $10 billion coming soon. So, and this money, this $2 billion, is being targeted towards coronavirus expense. It's not like you can just spend it anywhere. So the governor... Nobody will ever live to understand what the grudge was against New York City restaurants, why he targeted them for destruction. There was no reason to shut down the indoor dining. The rate is one-third in New York City what it is in Long Island or Westchester. So why did he just shut down the New York City restaurants when the rate is so much lower? You know, he keeps claiming it's density because of the density of New York. What is he talking about? The density in a restaurant would be whatever you say it is. If you say 25% capacity, that's the density. If you close the restaurants, that's more people out in the sidewalk. The density wouldn't change by opening. It doesn't make any sense at all. It makes no sense at all. He's killed 10,000 seniors in nursing homes with his crazy decision. He's now killed 10,000 restaurants in New York City. That's hundreds of thousands of people's jobs that he took away, destroyed. Literally, there are about, I think, 25,000 restaurants or 20,000 in New York. 10,000 of them gone now, thanks to Governor Cuomo. There's a lot of death and destruction in this guy's trail. Then you got this crazy attorney general. If you were attorney general, if you were going after people, who would you go after first in New York?
Criminals.
Nope. The criminals are. She's going after the police, the NYPD.
What we found was an egregious abuse of police power. Rampant excessive use of force and leadership unable and unwilling to stop it.
What's she talking about? Remember the riots all over New York? As soon as they rioted, were they suddenly all crushed and locked up? In an hour, that was the end of the riot. No, it looked like the police were told to do nothing. The riots went on for days and weeks with the police doing nothing. What is she talking about?
New Yorkers have a right to peacefully and freely protest. And the city's leaders have a responsibility to respect and protect that right.
Where was she during the summer? Was she not here in New York when all the buildings were on fire and all the windows were being smashed and everything was being looted? Did you see
they have
all
a right to do that. She just said they have a right to do that. The police can't intervene when they want to do that stuff.
You saw the video of those blocks and neighborhoods and the destruction. It was $1 billion in destruction of buildings, property, stores.
How dare the police stop that?
Who is this lunatic? Letitia James. She's the attorney general.
I know that many officers have the best intentions to protect New Yorkers and bring communities together. But we have a problem that is bigger than any one officer. And this is an institutional, systemic problem that must be addressed.
What a nut job this woman is. Anyway, check out the webpage. Hey, talk about hateful speech, a speech meant to incite. This was Chuck Schumer a while back, threatening a couple of Supreme Court justices with the most insightful speech. He had to walk it back the next day. Well, watch the video of what he says. It's crazy, insightful speech, threatening these justices. And then watch the underneath. We had another video where the next day he tries to say, I didn't threaten anybody. He makes a speech about how he didn't threaten anybody. If you got to say 12 times you didn't threaten anybody, well, clearly you did. Watch the video. It's up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.
This is the Mark Simone Show.
710WOR.
Hey, you know, whenever you're in the airport, you notice CNN is on everywhere, every airport. It's on every TV in the airport. You go in the airport bar, there it is, the airport gift shop, there it is. Everywhere in the airport, CNN. And people always ask, why? How come, what's always CNN? Why isn't it Fox? Why isn't it, well, CNN used to pay for that. That was a private airport system. They would pay a lot of money to be exclusive for every airport. CNN is not doing that this year. They decided to drop it. Why do you think that is? Do they want to spend the money anymore?
Not a lot of people watching right now.
Yeah, well, that's one reason. Obviously, airport travel is... Well, they say airport travel is down, but look at the holidays. You had 1 million people a day in airports, but they're not going to pay for it anymore, so that'll open it up to... You can show any network you want now in an airport. You know, The Sopranos, when it went off the air, the plan was to make a movie, a feature film, and Gandolfini's died, and you can't obviously do a continuation, not to mention that they killed off all the major characters in the final episode, so you can't do it. So they decided they'd do a prequel, and then they'd go back to when the Sopranos were young. And you remember in the Sopranos, every so often they do a flashback to when Tony was a kid?
Yeah.
And Uncle Junior. I always hated those scenes. It wasn't the same. I had no interest in those scenes. But that's the movie. They decided to make it. They set it in 1967 in Newark. About the kid, Tony Soprano, growing up and all that. Well, and they spent a lot of money and a lot of time making this movie. And it was due to be released out now. It's been delayed. You will never see this movie. This is the most doomed movie. It's got a bunch of problems. It's no longer politically correct. It's no longer, first of all, it's about riots. It's about the Newark riots. So right now, you can't release a movie about riots. It's about racial tension. The N-word is all through it. All the racist stuff. It's about Tony and the mob guys fighting with the black rioters. And there's no way. What did they announce? That they're postponing it till
September. Next, I think.
September. Yeah. You remember when the lockdown started and every event and thing was rescheduled for September? Well, September came and went and it never happened. Yeah. Same thing. You will not see this movie in September with Biden, and there'll be more tension and everything. So there's no way you'll ever live to see that movie. I don't know what they're going to do with it. But let's take some calls. Let's see. Let's go to Maureen in Long Beach. Maureen, how you doing?
Hi, Mark. Hi. I just had a quick question. All the proof that was put out there about the voter fraud, is that going to be washed away? That we're never going to, there's so much evidence.
It's going to be washed away. It was already washed away. It's gone. Forget about it. There's no voter fraud. Now, what happened? And this might have been a bad strategic move on the part of Democrats. 38 times the Trump people tried to go into a courtroom and make their case. 38 times, either a hearing or before a judge or before a commission. 38 times. And in every case, they was tossed out of court. Now, you keep hearing they lost in every court case. Well, important thing to remember is not one of those 38 cases did anybody ever look at the evidence. In each case, the court either ruled that you have no standing to bring this, or we have no jurisdiction to hear it, or this is irrelevant. Nobody ever looked at the evidence. That's probably was a problem. At least air it out. Look at the evidence. You had 400 witnesses who had testified in depositions, willing to go under oath. They should have let everybody testify. One case, let it all come out. Let it be heard. Now, there is such a thing as voter fraud, because right now there are over 1,100 people sitting in prison in America convicted of voter fraud. So if you were to say there's no evidence of voter fraud, well, 1,100 prosecutors obviously had enough evidence to convict these people. Just 2 days ago in Texas, this woman was arrested for ballot harvesting, stealing ballots, forging ballots. She's just been arrested in Texas by the state attorney general. She'll most likely be convicted. Don't you need evidence to do that? I would think so. obviously, there is now. You could argue, well, there's always this voter fraud, but it's not going to be enough to make any difference. It's a half of 1%. You could make that case. Although, through the years, if you talk to the top political consultants, Democrats and Republicans, off the record, the campaign guys, they would always tell you, like in the major cities, the real Democratic machine-controlled cities, they'd always tell you this 3-4% fraud if you're a Republican. And these guys would tell you this off the record. Republicans got to win by 6% just to overcome the cheating. So certain states, too. So you always heard that. Now they're all clamming up. Nobody will say anything right now. So everybody's keeping quiet about it. We got Charles Payne standing by. Nobody better on the market, the economy, your stocks. Can New York ever come back? Well, what's going to happen now with Biden? We'll get to all that in a moment on 710 WOR. Let's get the latest news. Here's Joe Bartlett.
710 WOR.
It's the Mark Simone Show.
Well, we're going to talk to Charles Payne. He does a great show. You should be watching every day. Making Money on the Fox Business Network every day at 2 o'clock. And if you want to really make some money, you sign up for his newsletter and his service. It's wstreet.com. They send you daily briefings, wstreet.com. Also, you can go to his website, unstoppableprosperity.com. People have made a lot of money following Charles Payne. Charles Payne, how you doing? Nope. Did we lose him again?
I can hear you.
Mark. Now we got you. hey, if people go to unstoppableprosperity.com, they still get the free book?
Yeah. Mark, we've been doing great, really. I knock on wood. It's been amazing. The market's been amazing. I've been even more amazing. And it's so crazy with the backdrop of COVID and some of the other things. But, it's just that kind of a world we live in. The thing I am concerned about, though, right now is that I feel like this V-shaped recovery and some of the things that have happened are running out of steam, and I can feel anxiety starting to set in.
Yeah. Well, the market has been it's been a little choppy the last couple of days, but all in all, it's been holding up pretty well. So does that mean they're confident in the Biden administration?
Boy, Mark, it's a little tough because I'm hearing another program.
Uh-oh.
I'm barely
hearing
the word again? You said. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Can we fix that? I think we're hearing Joe Bartlett again on another studio. Can you hear me now? Is it better now?
No, I can hear you, but I also hear some other folks talking, too.
Oh. Well, you're so popular.
It's a totally different conversation.
Yeah, that's somebody recording in another studio. Hey, Tony, can we get that fixed? Get that straightened out? They're working on it. So, the stock market's been holding up pretty well. Charles Payne, how's it sound now? Is it a little better?
No, it's just in and out. Anytime they take a pause, I can hear you, Mark. But I know you mentioned the market, and I heard you say Biden, So this is what I'll say. We made a big run up, and then we had the big extra rally after the election under the assumption, I think the Wall Street assumption, that a Republican would win one or maybe even both of those Georgia seats. Now, the composition of the Senate is still tight enough that the more draconian actions being proposed by the left are not going to go through. At least I don't think they will with the Joe Manchins of the world and some others. But that being said, there is a little bit of angst setting in there. You know, there's concern about the impeachment efforts. There's concern about, you know, this some of these other things. You know, you heard President-elect Biden present his economic package last night, and half of it had nothing to do with COVID or COVID-19 relief. So there's sort of politics as usual, too. And I just think that's starting to be a little bit worrisome.
Yeah. So, and that's a good point. Is the audio better now? You're not hearing two things?
Much better. Just me and you.
Okay, good. If you are ready to invest, if you're sitting there right now and you're thinking 2021's got to be a good year as the vaccines get out, as this thing ends, this lockdown ends, stuff has to boom. Where would you put your money right now?
Well, you know, there's several areas. I think you got to think not just 2021, but for where we're going beyond here. Now, you know, this whole electric vehicle thing has been hot. Everyone knows Tesla has been the hottest stock in the world for the last couple of years. There's some other plays in there, too. General Motors hit a new high, as a matter of fact, this week, because they are now getting their act together. So you got to have exposure there. You got to have exposure to solar. You know, there are going to be trillions of dollars poured into the solar space. And there's this thing called ESG. It's environmental, social, and corporate governance. And I'm not a fan per se, but it will dictate where trillions, not billions, where trillions, tens of trillions of dollars will be invested. So, you know, these sort of companies that are doing things with the climate, even within their own company, they're going to be rewarded. Big time Wall Street guys are going to buy them. But I'm just really excited about where innovation is taking us. And so you got to have access to the cloud and all these other things. Mark, there are just so many pockets within the market that are so exhilarating. And here's the thing. A lot of them, they're not reflective. So when you turn on the news and someone says, well, the Dow was down, the Dow is 30 stocks. They have no clue about these companies. Even the S&P, which is 500 stocks, misses out on a lot of this. So people need to take the step into the market and look around at what they're excited about in their own lives, because you can make money on it, and it's not always reflected on what you're going to see on the nightly news.
Hmm. Hey, these medical experts I talked to say what they did with the vaccine, it was a miracle that they came up with it so fast. And they also tell me that in the process of inventing this vaccine, they discovered all kinds of stuff. So does that mean we're going to have a boom in new medical innovation and these companies?
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, you are spot on. These gene editing companies, there's a company, Symbol Edit. You know, in October, the Nobel Prize went to two women, CRISPR. It's so funny because I remember a couple of years ago, The Rock made a negative movie about CRISPR. You know, some animals got a hold of it and they became big and ripped down a whole city. This CRISPR technology is why we got this COVID vaccine so quickly. But this stock, by the way, in October was like $70. It's $200 now. It is going to go a lot higher. Mark, you are so spot on.
What which stock is medicine, that?
CRISPR.
CRISPR. All right, and CRISPR, let me just make an announcement. We ask that nobody buy the stock until 3 o'clock, so I can get in first. So hold off on it till I'm in.
but you make a fantastic point. In fact, that's my weakest area because it's so hard to understand these biotech companies. You know, when I first started in the business like 30 years ago, I thought I'd get a subscription to the New England Journal of Medicine, and that would get me covered, but it didn't work. I didn't understand any articles, like the prefix and the suffix and all the other things, just the words alone. But it is really, I'm glad you brought it up. People should be thrilled. There are so many amazing things happening with research, with diagnostics, with cancers. And the thing is, most of these are publicly traded companies that are going straight up.
Yeah, and I've heard that from doctors, that in this vaccine stuff they develop, they have vaccines now for certain cancers. So why wouldn't I just buy Pfizer or these companies?
You know, the Pfizer's are tough. You know, they have product lines and they make drugs. And it's sort of like saying, you know, back in the old days when everyone went to San Francisco to look for gold, you know, should you buy a stake and a claim somewhere? Or should you just, you know, maybe own the company that sells the picks and shovels? I'd rather have the company that makes the picks and shovels.
I got you. Hey, Charles Payne, New York City, total disaster. You know, we always assume it'll bounce back. New York always bounces back. What about it this time? Will we bounce back all the way?
It'll bounce back. You know, we already saw a big spike in December on leases, but, you know, they were in a lot lower levels, right? You know, I read an article about some hotshot couple that bought a $50 million apartment for $14 million. But, you know, the underlying issues that were revealed by the COVID-19 issue haven't gone away, and I think this is the problem. It's one of the worst cities in the world with respect to income inequality and the have and have-nots. And New York has decided, a lot of these liberal cities and states decided over the last few decades, the way to address that is through things like higher taxes. That only makes it harder for poor people and for middle-income people, as it takes the rungs in a ladder of success, and it either removes them or makes them further apart. But they've gone down this route. They've made it worse, and it's just my assumption that they're going to continue to make it worse. So to a degree, it will bounce back. I mean, will it get back to its all full glory? I'm not sure because folks who have moved out to a house and bought a house, and they have a backyard, and they have their children playing, they're experiencing something that I don't think they're going to trade in. And then these firms that leave New York and move their headquarters to Miami, they're going to experience something that they're not going to want to trade in.
Wow. You're usually right. Now, hey, if you want to make a lot of money, first thing you do, watch Charles Payne every day, Fox Business Network. It's called Making Money with Charles Payne, 2 o'clock every day. And you should sign up at wstreet.com. You get these daily briefings, updates on the market throughout the day. You can make a lot of money there, wstreet.com, and also unstoppableprosperity.com, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The book is a runaway success, and you know, we do educational services. I'm really humbled by how well people have done with the stuff and the feedback I've gotten in the market. It really feels good. I'm actually working on another one. I don't know how the heck I'm going to get it done, but I am working on the next follow-up book to it. But it's been really sort of really an honor to try to help people. I really want folks to go out there, and the goal isn't to get rich quick. The goal is to establish a financial independence over a period of time to change your life, and certainly have the ability to change the trajectory of your kids' lives. And this is what people need to understand. But I think people get it. You know, last year, 20 million, maybe more, set up their own brokerage accounts, and they started buying stocks on their own. And guess what? According to Goldman Sachs, these stocks that these new investors have been buying are up 70% versus 20% for the broad market. And Wall Street hates that, by the way.
All right. Well, if you want great help, go to unstoppableprosperity.com and follow Charles Payne on Twitter and watch him on TV, unstoppableprosperity.com. Charles Payne, thanks for being with us.
Hey, it's great to talk to you as usual. Happy New Year, my friend.
All right, you too. We'll do it again soon. Take care. And everybody check out the webpage. Some great stuff up there. Watch Chuck Schumer when he got caught inciting in a speech. It was an ugly speech, inciting, threatening speech. Watch this. It's up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.